Page 491. "That shall not need," said Sir Launcelot, "for an I were as orgulous set as ye are, wit ye well I should meet you in the midst of the field." "Make thou no more language," said Sir Gawain, "but deliver the queen from thee and pick thee lightly out of this court." "Well," said Sir Launcelot, "and I had wist of this shortcoming, I would have advised me twice or that I had come in hither. For an the queen had been so dear to me as ye noise her, I durst have kept her from the fellowship of the best knights under heaven." And then Sir Launcelot said unto Guinevere, in hearing of the king and them all, "Madam, now I must depart from you and this noble fellowship for ever. And sithen it is so, I beseech you to pray for me and say me well. And if ye be hard bested by any false tongues, lightly, my lady, send me word. And if any knight's hands may deliver you by battle, I shall deliver you." And therewithal Sir Launcelot kissed the queen, and then he said all openly, "Now let's see what he be in this place that dare say the queen is not true unto my lord Arthur. Let's see who will speak, and he dare speak." And therewith he brought the queen to the king, and then Sir Launcelot took his leave and departed. And there was neither king, duke, ne earl, baron, ne knight, lady, nor gentlewoman, but all they wept as people out of their mind, except Sir Gawain. And when the noble Sir Launcelot took his horse to ride out of Carlisle, there was sobbing and weeping for pure dole of his departing. And so he took his way unto Joyous Gard, and then ever after he called it the Dolorous Gard. And thus departed Sir Launcelot from the court for ever. And so when he came to Joyous Gard, he called his fellowship unto him and asked them what they would do. Then they answered all wholly together with one voice, they would as he would do. Page 492. "My fair fellows," said Sir Launcelot, "I must depart out of this most noble realm. And now I shall depart, it grieveth me sore, for I shall depart with no worship, for a flamed man departeth never out of a realm with no worship. And that is my heaviness, for ever I fear after my days that men shall chronicle upon me that I was flamed out of this land. And else, my fair lords, be ye sure, and I had not dread shame, my lady Guinevere and I should never have departed." Then spake many noble knights, as Sir Palamides, Sir Safer and his brother, and Sir Belengarus le Beuse, and Sir Ure with Sir Lavaine, and with many other. "Sir, an ye be so disposed to abide in this land, we will never fail you. And if ye list not to abide in this land, there is none of the good knights that here will fail you, for many causes. One is, all we that be not of your blood shall never be welcome to the court. And sithen it liked us to take a part with you in your distress and heaviness in this realm, wit you well it shall like us as well to go in other countries with you, and there to take such part as ye do." "My fair lord," said Sir Launcelot, "I well understand you, and as I can, thank you. And ye shall understand such livelihood as I am born unto, I shall depart with you in this manner of wise. That is, for to say I shall depart all my livelihood and all my lands freely among you, and I myself will have as little as any of you, for have I sufficient that may long to my person, I will ask none other rich array. And I trust to God to maintain you on my lands as well as ever were maintained any knights." Then spake all the knights at once, "He have shame that will leave you, for we all understand in this realm will be now no quiet, but ever strife and debate. Now the fellowship of the Round Table is broken. For by the noble fellowship of the Round Table was King Arthur upborne, and by their noblesse the king and all his realm was in quiet and rest. And a great part, they said all, was because of your noblesse." Page 493. Chapter 18. How Sir Lancelot passed over the sea, and how he made great lords of the knights that went with him. "Truly," said Sir Lancelot, "I thank you all of your good saying. Howbeit, I wot well, in me was not all the stability of this realm, but in that I might, I did my devoir. And well I am sure I knew many rebellions in my days that by me were pieced, and I trow we all shall hear of them in short space, and that me soreth repenteth. For ever I dread me," said Sir Lancelot, "that Mordred will make trouble, for he is passing envious, and applieth him to trouble." So they were accorded to go with Sir Lancelot to his lands, and to make short tale, they trust,
equipped,
and paid all that would ask them, and wholly 100 knights departed with Sir Lancelot at once, and made their avows they would never leave him, for weal nor for woe. And so they shipped at Cardiff and sailed unto Benwick. Some men call it Bayonne, and some men call it Beaune, where the wine of Beaune is. But to say the sooth, Sir Lancelot and his nephews were lords of all France, and of all the lands that longed unto France, and he and his kindred rejoiced it all through Sir Lancelot's noble prowess. And then Sir Lancelot stuffed and furnished and garnished all his noble towns and castles. Then all the people of those lands came to Sir Lancelot on foot and hands. And so when he had stabled all these countries, he shortly called a parliament. And there he crowned Sir Lionel King of France, and Sir Bors crowned him King of all King Claudius's lands. And Sir Ector de Maris, that was Sir Lancelot's youngest brother, he crowned him King of Benwick, and King of all Guienne, that was Sir Lancelot's own land. And he made Sir Ector prince of them all, and thus he departed. Then Sir Lancelot advanced all his noble knights, and first he advanced them of his blood. That was Sir Blamor, he made him Duke of Limousin in Guienne, and Sir Bleoberis, he make him Duke of Poitiers. Page 494. And Sir Gahalantine, he made him Duke of Auvergne, and Sir Galahodin, he made him Duke of Saintonge, and Sir Galahud, he made him Earl of Perigord, and Sir Menaduc, he made him Earl of Rouergue, and Sir Villiard the Valiant, he made him Earl of Béarn, and Sir Habes le Renoum, he made him Earl of Comminges, and Sir Lavin, he made him Earl of Armagnac, and Sir Urey, he made him Earl of Estrake, and Sir Nerovin, he made him Earl of Pardiac, and Sir Plenorius, he made him Earl of Foix, and Sir Salices of the Dolorous Tower, he made him Earl of Marsin, and Sir Melius de Lille, he made him Earl of Tursin, and Sir Belengarus le Beuse, he made Earl of the Landes, and Sir Palomides, he made him Duke of the Provence, and Sir Safer, he made him Duke of Languedoc, and Sir Clegis, he gave him the earldom of Agen, and Sir Sadoc he gave the earldom of Surlat, and Sir Dinas le Seneschal, he made him Duke of Anjou, and Sir Clarus he made him Duke of Normandy. Thus Sir Lancelot rewarded his noble knights, and many more, that meseemeth it were too long to rehearse. Chapter 19. How King Arthur and Sir Gawain made a great host ready to go over sea to make war on Lancelot. So leave we Sir Lancelot in his lands, and his noble knights with him, and return we again unto King Arthur and to Sir Gawain, that made a great host ready, to the number of 80,000, and all thing was made ready for their shipping to pass over the sea, and so they shipped at Cardiff. And there King Arthur made Sir Mordred chief ruler of all England, and also he put Queen Guinevere under his governance. Because Sir Mordred was King Arthur's son, he gave him the rule of his land and of his wife. And so the king passed the sea and landed upon Sir Lancelot's lands, and there he burnt and wasted, through the vengeance of Sir Gawain, all that they might overrun. When this word came to Sir Lancelot, that King Arthur and Sir Gawain were landed upon his lands, and made a full great destruction and waste, then spake Sir Bors and said, page 495, My lord Sir Lancelot, it is shame that we suffer them thus to ride over our lands, for wit you well, suffer ye them as long as ye will, they will do you no favor, and they may handle you. Then said Sir Lionel, that was ware and wise, My lord Sir Lancelot, I will give this counsel. Let us keep our strong walled towns until they have hunger and cold and blow on their nails, and then let us freshly set upon him and shred them down as sheep in a field, that aliens may take example for ever how they land upon our lands. Then spake King Bagdemagus to Sir Lancelot, Sir, your courtesy will shend us all, and thy courtesy hath waked all this sorrow. And they thus over our lands ride, they shall by process bring us all to naught, whilst we thus in holes us hide. Then said Sir Galahud unto Sir Lancelot, Sir, here be knights come of king's blood that will not long droop, and they are within these walls. Therefore give us leave, like as we be knights, to meet them in the field, and we shall slay them, that they shall curse the time that ever they came into this country. Then spake seven brethren of North Wales, and they were seven noble knights. A man might seek in seven kings' lands, or he might find such seven knights. Then they all said at once, Sir Lancelot, for Christ's sake, let us out ride with Sir Galahud, for we be never wont to cower in castles nor in noble towns. Then spake Sir Lancelot, that was master and governor of them all, My fair lords, wit you well I am full loath to ride out with my knights for shedding of Christian blood. And yet my lands I understand be full bare for to sustain any host awhile, for the mighty wars that whilom made King Claudus upon this country, upon my father King Ban, and on my uncle King Bors. Howbeit, we will, as at this time, keep our strong walls, and I shall send a messenger under my lord Arthur, a treaty for to take. For better is peace than always war. Page 496. So Sir Lancelot sent forth a damosel and a dwarf with her, requiring King Arthur to leave his warring upon his lands, and so she started upon a palfrey, and the dwarf ran by her side. And when she came to the pavilion of King Arthur, there she alit, and there met her a gentle knight, Sir Lucan the butler, and said, Fair damosel, come ye from Sir Lancelot du Lake? Yea, sir, she said, therefore I come hither to speak with my lord the king. Alas, said Sir Lucan, my lord Arthur would love Lancelot, but Sir Gawain will not suffer him. And then he said, I pray to God, damosel, ye may speed well, for all we that be about the king would Sir Lancelot did best any of any knight living. And so with this Lucan led the damosel unto the king, where he sat with Sir Gawain for to hear what she would say. So when she had told her tale, the water ran out of the king's eyen, and all the lords were full glad for to advise the king as to be accorded with Sir Lancelot, save all only Sir Gawain. And he said, My lord, mine uncle, what will you do? Will you now turn again, now you are passed thus far upon this journey? All the world will speak of you villainy. Nay, said Arthur, wit thou well, Sir Gawain, I will do as ye will advise me. And yet, meseemeth, said Arthur, his fair proffers were not good to be refused. But sithen I am coming so far upon this journey, I will that ye give the damosel her answer, for I may not speak to her for pity, for her proffers be so large.